a pretty tuned up crowd tonight, Patrick.
Yes, it will. 8:40 start. Mm-hmm. And congratulations, Tom Reed, on getting. I suspect he called the league office and said, you know,
we won 8:30.
Put us in that late time slot. We lost a lot of money during the pandemic. Damn it! Let's get things rolling out on
7th Street. West will
7th
be buzzing.
Street. Oh man, it'll be beautiful.
Okay, so the game is on
ESPN.
Yeah, but the reason we're the late game is that on ESPN you'll have Boston at Carolina at 6:00.
They kick off the playoffs this evening with 4 games on ESPN or ESPN2. They got 2 doubleheaders on. I think it's the whole West playing tonight and then the East tomorrow. And then
the East plays tonight. Boston and Carolina.
Okay, so it's 2-2. Yeah. But the ESPN2 has 2 games. And I suppose if you go to overtime, they send you over to ESPNU or
the Ocho.
And Tampa Bay's at Toronto tonight. That's on tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, Boston, that'll Carolina, and Wild St. Louis.
That'll be an interesting series. Tampa Bay with the gritty Stanley Cup champions against a Toronto team that scores some goals.
Tampa's going for the three-peat, aren't they?
I think
What's
so.
What's Austin Matthews got, 60?
Yeah, he's got 60.
60.
First 60 in
years.
Long time for that franchise, so... Yes.
I think it should be fun, and I predict the Wild will win the series.
I like the Wild, too, and so do the Gamblers. They're 3-2 favorites, 150 to make 100.
Kenny, who did not have the courage to remain with us, said some horrible comments about it and then left. He doesn't think they'll win.
Here was my discussion with Judd earlier today, but I have declared this not only to be by far the greatest Wild team, but the best team in the 47-year history of NHL hockey.
Really?
In Minnesota.
The only comparison is 82-83. Mm-hmm. Those two teams. And when you look at the records, now the league was smaller than 21 teams, so it might have been a little
What about the 03 club that got to the Western Conference Finals?
Oh, God.
Huh?
They were a miracle.
Yeah.
That was a miracle. They were gritty, but they weren't good.
Well, you got to have
grit. Good. They weren't good. They are an example of anything can happen in hockey.
Is that the last time they've had home ice when they've lost to the Duck? Because they lost games 1 and 2 here.
Yeah, all the time in the none of those series were home. They won the division here 1 year.
Oh, you think you're right? I think you're right.
They won the division here. So remember, we had a big flag waving for the winning the division after they got beat in the playoffs.
This club's different, though.
This club's big league. And Guerin did they're big league offensively, and then Guerin did a great job of making them a little tougher too. They'll fight you.
Yep.
Foligno will fight you, and now looks like he's coming back.
Yeah.
Going to play with the sprained knee.
And that was called a season-ending injury the other night, maybe, and I was so relieved to see he was skating yesterday.
Yeah, I think he's a guy that, you know.
Tape me up.
Yep.
Tape me up and
tape
get me out
up
there.
And if you got a little something that can get in through a needle, we'll take that too. This is hockey, baby. This is hockey. And
Why were you in Washington?
A
family deal?
Niece Adrian's baby shower.
I'll be damned.
They had the baby shower for couples. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Did you bring them a toaster or something like that?
I don't know. The wife bought them, I don't know. She got some nice stuff.
Yeah.
They got, you know what? You should go to a baby shower.
I don't want to.
They got some crapola to give the kids, babies now. You know about it.
Oh, yeah.
We got you know how you used to put the baby on the bed?
Yeah.
And in the middle?
Yeah.
And every couple of minutes you'd make sure they weren't rolling off?
Right.
Now they got something you put them in.
Yep.
And then you pick that up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then when you move them, they theoretically don't wake up.
That's called a pack and play, sir.
Yeah, pack and play.
You got to have the pack and play. I think she got about 3 pack and plays. So you can have different colors. And
they get any baby seats for the car? Because you need an MIT degree to put those together.
I don't think there were. I don't think there were. But there's a lot of stuff. I was thinking these baby supply companies, whatever you want to, they must have like this whole brain trust of young graduates that say, okay, We need three new products for 2023.
I can tell you.
Get on in here and tell us what we're going to sell them.
Well,
sell
I can give you one.
There's always the difference between the first baby shower and then the rest of the baby showers. Because the first one, you think, well, I need this diaper container. Mm-hmm. No, you just throw it in the garbage. Mm-hmm. It's just that easy. So we got all that stuff with the first one. They could, well, this is great. I'm going to use this forever.
Well, the littlest one in my circle just got a what do you call the thing that goes around your neck? A bib?
A onesie?
Yeah.
No, a bib for eating, but it's made out of some material that I don't know what it is, fiberglass or something. It's got a trough in it. So the kid's shoveling food into
not
the pie
getting
hole.
It on its legs in the floor.
And everything
then.
That falls down, she drops. She just catches in the
there
trough.
You go.
I don't think Adrian got one of those. I might have to go to the baby store and
rubber.
Send her a late minute gift.
So you just rinse her out, bing, bang, boom. It's nothing.
Well, do they make those in adult size?
Yeah, we should all get them.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Our niece Ellie, who's graduating from St. Thomas in 3 weeks, went out. She was out. She came out with her mom, and we were recalling stories of this kid when she was like two, a year and a half. She could eat spaghetti without getting it on her. She was the neatest eater ever.
Wow!
And Katie was telling the story that one day she's talking to her mom. She's talking to her mom, and this incredible screaming is taking place. And and Katie says, what?
You mean like
what?
That?
Yeah, not like that. And Katie's yes, right. And Katie says, what's that? And she says, oh, Ellie got something on her shirt. She's like in a year and a half. And she,
did you see the cherry blossoms?
No, they're gone, long gone.
Oh, they are.
End of March. Yeah.
Was it nice weather compared
to
here?
Yeah, 70 something.
Yeah.
And the youth was out.
Yeah.
The youth were out in town, man. They were at the bars. And there's an area we were at that's got a Balston, is what it's called. It's an area, but it's not a town. But there's a bunch of bars and hotels and stuff around, and people out, young couples out pushing a baby around at 8 o'clock at night, and the bars were full. So that was a good sign.
Okay, what do you think of your ball club?
I think when Buxton plays, are good.
Yeah,
and Correa, you know, the pitching's, the bullpen's going to break your heart here.
Yes, it will.
Quite often.
Where did we get the Winder kid from?
Provis and Gladden.
One of their draft choices.
He was a draft choice.
Seventh rounder.
Provis and Gladden had a great point yesterday. This Tampa series was the first time they had decent weather or climate
conditions
to bat in.
Yeah, that's true.
They haven't had any weather at all.
They had one 70-degree day at home, but that was with a 50-mile-an-hour wind blowing.
Right.
I heard them say that same thing. Yeah. And I'm thinking they're probably right. But that's, you know, pitching had been so dominant for the first month of the year. But, you know, the lineup, are we seeing the phase out of the big man?
I think so.
Thank God.
Doesn't it have to happen? It has to happen.
Because here's the problem. He's in shape.
Mm-hmm.
The best shape he's going to get in.
This is it. Exactly.
This is it. Yep. This is the best shape he's going to get in. And he still can't hit the fastball.
No.
So, and you're so much better. Not only are you better with a rise in a lineup,
right?
You're better with him at first.
Yes, you are.
You can move better.
I was having a debate with a very avid Twins follower, and I said the mistake the front office made was they didn't keep Crone and trade Sano, and they did the opposite. They just let him walk.
They let Crone walk, yes.
Because Crone, he has just as much power as Miguel, and he's a hell of a first baseman.
He was a good first baseman.
Are you just stuck with Sano? Because
one more year.
He's got one more year.
But nobody take him.
Well, you could get him rid of him, but probably a double-A prospect or something, you know.
If you're lucky,
Yeah, I mean, he's...
I believe...
They're in no hurry to bring him back from a very minor leg injury.
I believe that it's an option year for next year, because I was looking it up over the weekend.
Was it?
I think so. So it's a $3 million buyout and a $14 million player option, I think. It's roughly around that.
He's got no chance.
No chance.
But they'll... You know, last year he was pretty helpless, and then he had a few weeks, so he's okay, but I don't know if we're ever going to get there. I just think they're a better lineup without him. And now you got Kirilov coming back, too.
Mm-hmm.
Kirilov's a better first baseman than he is and will hit eventually if he doesn't hurt his wrist every mm-hmm. time he takes a good full swing. But
how concerning should that be, his wrist?
I don't know. You play more ball than I do, but wrists are very important.
Yes, they are.
And swinging the bat.
Yes, they
especially
are.
Especially at a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, I was trying to think of a equivalent, but best thing that happened to him, though, the last week, the German doesn't look helpless. The German is
playing pretty well.
The German's gotten some hits.
He had a good weekend.
Just helpless.
Yeah.
He hit a home run to left center. I almost fell over and dropped. And I was talking.
All batters north of the Mason-Dixon line have been playing in lousy weather.
Yes, that's true. But he was coming off a 2-year slump too. So mm-hmm. he was great in 19, and he hadn't been good since. Now my son, Mr. Baseball, Chris, says. One reason you don't want to get rid of him is if they get rid of the shift, mm-hmm. he'll get 25 more hits a year.
That's a good point.
Because you know,
yeah.
nobody mm-hmm. hits that hard two-hopper out to the second baseman playing in right field.
Is that in mm-hmm. play? Are they thinking about doing
that? Well, it's gone. The shift's gone. It's whether they're going to let make them keep their feet on the infield or not. But it's going to be 2-2 on each side of the
infield.
It'll be interesting to see what they try to do to... You know, if they take the left fielder and try to, I don't think they're going to let them do any of that stuff. They've announced that they're going to really reduce shifting next year.
Then Joe wants back in Maurer.
Yeah,
the shift killed him at times.
It did. Yeah, because he was the easiest guy to play in history because all the ground balls went one way and all the fly balls went the other. Yep. So
it seems like the Timberwolves have been done for about a month.
Oh,
yeah, I was thinking that if the Wild get through the first round, nobody will even remember the Wolves made the playoffs
right.
this year.
When
so
was the game? Saturday?
Friday night.
So here's my premise. Would they have been better off losing the two play-in games and never having a playoff series than offering up the most monumental choke mm-hmm. in NBA playoff history? It was a record when they lost their second 10-point lead mm-hmm. in the playoffs. And then they did it, just for good measure, they did it a third time. Right. No other team had lost in a playoff series more than once.
Well, they wanted to give the home fans an encore.
How was the crowd? I couldn't tell. I was watching in a room without the sound.
I did the same thing because I was watching it on my phone, and mm-hmm. we had something else on the TV. So I didn't have the volume.
They couldn't
up.
Have been as manic as they were for Game 4.
A-Rod was pretty pumped up at times, though. He was there in the front row.
What a weenie.
What's he do, just fly in for a playoff game?
Yeah.
He's buying a place
bought a place in town.
Huh. Well, I am sure they're very upset about it because... They were ready to. They were hoping this would help them to kick off the "We Need a New Arena."
Campaign.
But this has kind of set things back.
They don't need a new arena.
Nope, we got plenty of them.
We got a lot
but
of arenas.
That doesn't mean they're going to stop.
Didn't we just renovate Target Center?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing happened in Phoenix, though. They spent a lot on a renovation, and about 2 weeks later, they started saying, we need a new arena.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that they want a new ballpark, too?
Who?
The Diamondbacks out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that can't
now,
be 20 years old.
Is it? It's the original one they played in.
Okay.
So they
started but it was state-of-the-art when they built it.
Yeah, they started in 97.
They got a pool.
God, they've been around since
97. They do have a pool.
They got a pool.
You know, as the only pool owner in this group, it's been a great pool year because my pool guy hasn't even called and asked him if I want it open yet.
Right.
Yeah, I was already fighting him, saying, no, give me a couple of more weeks. I don't
wait till June.
Yeah, but I don't know. I haven't even heard from him yet.
Never forget when someone came up to us at the fair and asked if the guy driving the lawnmower into your pool was a real story years ago.
Oh, yeah. A young lad, early on the job.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Made a little stir of air.
Drove her right in.
No, he was pushing it.
Oh.
And one of our bushes that was along that side of the pool, one of the branches like ticked him or something, and he lost his concentration, and it took off in there.
Yeah.
But it was a double Double sweeper with the big, you know, double size.
Two decks. Two decks.
Double sweeper.
Double sweeper, two decks.
My favorite part of that story is I'm looking in there. They hauled it out by the time I got home, and there's some oil on the water. But I said, maybe we survived. Maybe nothing. Maybe it didn't do anything in the liner. The next day, the water's down 7 inches.
Because the liner got ripped?
It's going underneath the liner and going down into the groundwater. And I said, I don't think we're unscathed.
Did have a,
turn off the water. Turn off the system.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that is a true story. But anyway, yeah, that was an embarrassment, our Wolves. But we're going to have A-Rod. And then we got... Kwesi Adolfo-Spielman, new GM of the team.
I loved how Vikings Twitter was going nutso on Thursday.
But then the defenders came out. Then about a day later, he knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a draft guy.
No, I'm not.
I'm not a draft
guy. Oh, I love the draft.
Who'd they pick?
We took the safety from
the guy with the yellow
national
Georgia
champion
Bulldogs.
Georgia Bulldogs.
He had the bad hair. He had the yellow hair.
Although I heard him interviewed. He's a pretty articulate young man.
Kid.
Yeah.
But Joe, we had the 12th pick, and we decided to take the 30, so we traded down.
Mm-hmm.
We did the down trade.
So you're saving money.
Yes, but then they ended up getting so many choices. They're like 12th of the amount of money spent that they're going to spend. But
did you guys happen to see?
But here's the problem.
Oh, here we
Let me talk about the problem.
Here we go.
Metz's, Adolfo Spielman, I call him now, because he did the same thing Spielman would have. But the stuff about join us, we want him to come out here and join us in the dream.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Did you
that.
See the really? Whole thing about the dream?
We have a dream now?
We're dreamers out here.
Oh.
It's football. Those are concussions. Those aren't dreams.
Those are nightmares.
Yes,
what
yes,
does Joe call it, the birds or the musical notes?
Get those musical notes above your head.
Yes, yes. Yes, you go to some football player who's, you know, has bad knees and, you know, a couple of concussions and say, are you here to join us in the dream? No, I'm here to play the most brutal game ever invented and get paid as much as I can because I know I'm going to be dead at 48. That's why.
That's a hell of a dream, isn't it?
Yes, right.
Do you want to know my personal favorite moment from the NFL draft over the weekend?
What?
The first round, gentlemen, is always announced by the commissioner.
Yes.
Each pick is always.
Did we boo him each time, as always?
Yes, we did that, but he was egging it on, too. Like, come on, Vegas, you can do better than that.
Not because the New Yorkers are.
The second round, each team had an invited celebrity. Some had former players, some had stars that are connected to the team, what have you. The Vikings had former player Ed Marinaro come out on stage.
And I heard Ed was in town.
Was there a kerfuffle?
Well, it's funny because each one was allowed, you know, a couple of extra seconds to hype up the crowd. Kyle Brandt, he's NFL Network, came out in his Bills clothing. He was great. He was really good. Ed went on and on. And on to the point where the stagehand had to come out and point to the car, go, and you could hear her go, read the card. As in, they gave him the hook because he just.
Was Ed give him his own history? Or what?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
He thought he was there to make a long time.
I don't know if he was or not, but he did go on. Apparently, he's an actor now.
He always has been. An actor. Yeah. Now he's not an actor because he.
No, he's in something new that they were promoting. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, anyway, but yeah, it was pretty funny because the stagehand had to come and go, read the card. You need to get going.
We
got to
get going.
It was 3.5 minutes.
Oh,
he kept going on.
Patrick, do you realize he watches the draft?
And you know what? There's never been less reason to watch the draft because all you got to do is look at your phone.
Yeah.
Why do you? And sometimes there's a guy on the phone who's giving you the picks before they do.
Yeah,
and plus you don't know who 90% of these guys are anyway.
Most of the first rounders, you know, just from watching college football. But.
You know, the only thing I liked about the NFL this year is they didn't feel obligated to take some mediocre quarterbacks in the top of the draft.
Right.
So
I'm going to let you off the hook a little bit.
Why is that?
Did you, by watching it, do you mean you were glued or it was just on?
It was on.
Okay.
It was on. You know, you're doing stuff with the kids dinner and whatnot. You're
Joe,
monitoring.
They had to add, about 5 years ago, they had to add a third day, though, so they could...
Milk it.
First round.
Was it held
round.
At the U.S. Bank Stadium?
Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Well, did you see how crowded U.S. Bank was?
They had 5,000.
Yeah, the Vikings had their own draft party.
You got the hell boot out of them, right?
Yes.
When they started. Mm. But, You know, I looked at the crowd. I saw some crowd shots, and I said, you know what I said? What's wrong with you people?
Well, that's probably what I would have said.
Why are you here?
Yeah.
Paying $14 for a beer
right.
when you can be home popping one. If you're that interested, just watch it. Yeah. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you
be
people?
Be part of the action, Patrick.
What action?
They're people with a dream.
They're people with the dream. They share the dream. They share the dream. You know? I don't know. Fans are just really...
They're an interesting breed, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, they're like readers. Pains in the ass.
I am anxious to see what that wild crowd will be like tonight.
Though. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But the crowd, this isn't the old Met Center bar jacket crowd.
Oh, I know.
But I think it'll be more of those. I don't think you're going to have mom, dad, and the 12-year-old and 10-year-old from Woodbury.
Not
tonight.
On a school night.
You're going to have true fans who are going to be pounding on the glass yep. every call that goes against our boys mm-hmm. and demanding justice for the home team.
That's
it's going
right.
to be rowdy. And God willing, two overtimes and let it end at 1:30 in the morning.
Because you're that? Not on deadline.
Yeah, I'm not working it.
Are you going?
No, as luck would have it, it doesn't fall on any of my column writing days. I can't do it anymore, Joe. I cannot write on that kind of deadline. Our deadline's now like 10:30 at night.
Well, you wouldn't make it tonight.
No.
No.
No, I'm not. I don't have that quick mind anymore to come up with something snarky and then run it the whole time.
That's because you always got to think you got to be snarky.
Well, that's his job.
No. If they're winning, we can celebrate that. Yeah, but still, it's, you know, I don't know. We're going to have probably five people there, so they don't need me. I'll watch it, though. I like the boys.
I'll watch Twins at Baltimore.
Oh, 6:05. I forgot to check the weather in Baltimore. Yeah.
Baltimore doesn't have much of a club this year,
do they? If I had paid much more attention to their schedule, I would have stuck out there a couple of more days.
Oh, sure.
Going to Baltimore, ate crab cakes, and gone to a couple of ball games.
I've yet to go to that ballpark. Oh, boy, it's a bluebird day in Baltimore.
Oh, good.
72 right now, high of 77, and no precipitation.
Wow.
What's going on? Would you take that over this weather, Joe?
Yes, this is terrible.
It's supposed to be tomorrow, though. Is it 60 tomorrow or the next day?
Are you talking here or?
Here.
Yeah, it's supposed to warm up throughout the week. Speaking of
tomorrow, 57, Wednesday, 61.
Wow, and we're supposed to be happy, right?
Thursday, 64, Friday, 65, Saturday, 67. Next Monday, a week from today, they're advertising 72.
But is there any, not a lot of rain in the forecast, I don't believe either, which is, we've had enough of that stuff, too. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I did see somebody on social media write, these Mayflowers better be pretty bleeping exceptional this year.
That's right. That is true.
Speaking of fans, Pat, have you seen the video of the Cincinnati Reds fan catching the foul ball with his bare hand while bottle feeding his child?
No, I've heard about it. They should sign him since they're now 3-19.
Boy, are they awful.
Well, they wanted to be
they
the
did,
dummies.
Yeah. But that's such a great video. He's he just
didn't we have one of those at Target Field, but the baby wasn't feeding the baby. It was
maybe he was holding the baby.
One guy at a couple of years ago.
I think I remember
you get two of
Target
these a year.
Yeah. You're saying no big deal.
It's not a big deal. You get two a year.
Yeah, but not dropping the baby is pretty good.
You know, well, one of them you usually drop the kid
to have the concentration to not drop the baby.
Yeah. Right.
Did he drop the bottle or what?
No, everything intact. Bottle feeding
well,
the baby like
it?
This. He caught it with his bare hand like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, but the bottle's not. The baby, you can't have a baby in the bottle in one hand.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Well, you got the baby over the arm.
Put the kid right, the head right here.
Right, the two legs on each side
and
of the arm.
And then the kid's doing his own sucking.
Right, right.
Right.
Yeah.
He's holding
the bottle while you're kind of holding the bottom.
Right.
Yeah,
That's easily the highlight of the Red season, isn't it?
By far.
Telling you. It's weird.
Oh, but what counts is the... It is probably well over a million
hits on the
TV. Because I was watching some baseball tonight or something, and they said, and we'll show you the guy catching the ball with the baby. And I said, I'm not that interested to sit through a four-minute commercial. So,
when are the Twins home next? This Friday?
Yes.
I think they're going all week, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll come home to some decent weather for a change.
I got to tell you the best part of the flight.
Yeah? Not wearing a mask.
Yeah. 140 to get there.
Yeah.
205 to get home. We were like 20 minutes late, early getting there, and 40 minutes early getting home.
Did you leave from the main terminal or the other one?
Not the main
one. Not the main.
You left from the main.
I left the main.
Not the one that's not the main.
Yeah, we... I used to experiment with other airlines over on the at the other terminal. Mm-hmm. And flew that one of those for quite a few years, but have kind of backed off on that and started to pay the premium price to fly on the other one. Mm-hmm. So
the twin,
because they actually have planes, you know.
That's important. That's important. The Twins come home for a 9-game homestand. We got the A's, the Stros, and then the Guardians to wrap around.
The Guardians. First Guardians series.
The Guardians.
It'll be great.
The Guardians.
The Guardians are being received, I think, with less vehement disapproval than the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they call themselves the Commandos? Wouldn't have that been a better nickname? Mm-hmm. Then he could have gone.
Or just kept it the Washington football team.
I would have gone Cleveland Spiders, by the way.
Yes.
I would have too. Yeah. But the, well, apparently, Stephen, married to my niece, big Redskins fan, Washington sports fan, said that everybody's still calling it the football team.
Oh,
out
sure.
There, or the Commies. One of the two.
Yeah.
Or the Commies. But they're not, you know, everybody hates the Commanders as a nickname. They also hate Daniel Snyder.
Sure.
The rumor is that Lerner's trying to sell the Nationals so he can buy the Redskins. Or the
Oh, whatever. Really?
I did see some Redskins.
Is that a good baseball town?
Yeah, they're doing okay. Doing fine.
Have you been in that park?
Yeah, 4 or 5 times.
You like it?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's built at this old naval yard, and there wasn't much around it. There's more stuff being built around it now, but you know, they won a World Series, so they got some free time here. They don't.
Is it near where Griffin Stadium was?
Oh no, I don't think so. Griffith Stadium is DC Stadium. You were in that one, right?
I don't think so. The only one I was in is RFK.
Yeah, the old Griffith Stadium.
Yeah.
They ripped, you and I were, they ripped that down when Calvin left.
Right.
Calvin wanted, you know, the main reason he left is he wanted the new stadium to be built out in Maryland or Virginia or someplace. And Calvin favored the demographic out in that area, you know. Being his demographic
study. We know
study,
his demographic
yeah,
studies.
Yeah, his demographic studies. And they put it in an area where the demographic studies were not the same. So that's why he wanted to get out of town when they planned to build the new stadium. But I think the second coming of the Senators played in the old ballpark a couple of times, two, three years before they
really in got the original stadium. Griffith Stadium.
Yeah, until they got RFK.
Yeah,
RFK, which was DC Stadium originally.
Yeah,
I wasn't. I was in that. You were in it for some Viking football games, right?
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah,
the bleachers would move, Chris.
They moved.
They'd be over there. It'd be like the 50-yard line on one side of the field was basically portable bleachers that they brought in, and they were so these were the prime seats.
Wow!
But they'd be bouncing up in the air when they were.
Now RFK's been torn down, right?
I don't know if they ripped
where
it down.
Where do the Redskins play? Redskins
FedEx something
out in Maryland.
Oh,
and,
okay. Not the Redskins.
It's terrible,
the Commanders.
Daniel. It's terrible. Daniel Snyder got it, bought it. They had 75,000 seats out there, and he put 15,000 more seats in it, made it 90, took away all the aisles, squeezed everybody together, and then the crowds have gone to hell.
Yep.
And the traffic getting in and out of it is just ungodly.
In September of 2019, Events DC officials announced plans to demolish the stadium due to maintenance costs. Demolition is expected to begin sometime in 2022 and cost right around $20 million.
To tear it down.
So it's still upright, but they're going to tear it down this year.
I covered the Mexico-Norway World Cup soccer game there on opening day weekend.
What's that square for?
Yes, that's where the European... That's where the European soccer writers abused me and my buddies for our lack of soccer knowledge. for good reason, I might add.
God, I love that.
Joe.
What was the square?
He was asking that in front of those European writers.
I know what this circle, I know what this semicircle is. That's the penalty area, right? Yeah. No, I wanted to know what the circle
was. Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
I wanted to know what the circle was. Oh, my God. The crease. I could figure out the crease.
Because they were also sitting in front of these guys.
Yes, for better seats. Six morons writing. We had to write cutting edge columns on soccer. Huh? What always amazed me is that you would read these European things and they would assess the play of each player.
Yeah.
You know, and break down. How do you know?
Did you ever cover the kicks?
A couple of three times. Yeah. But it was, you know, the great thing about the kicks is they had the same guys for 6 years.
Right.
So you knew who was playing. This team,
no.
Who the hell are these guys? Yeah. You know, I just can't. They're drawing their crowd. They're doing fine, but I just can't imagine caring. Can you?
No, I could not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not for me.
I have one question about the local soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
They're called the Minnesota United.
Yes.
When is the season?
pretty much endless.
I was going to say. Is it always the season?
they played when
it was 20 below.
Yes, they were playing in December because that was kind of pandemic caused, right? Now, this year we got the World Cup, Joe, so that's kind of interrupted things. I think that's why we started so early, right?
I don't know.
Playing regular
I think
games
you might be right,
March.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Right in the middle of the summer, even in a non-World Cup year, Joe, they take a 3 week break for international competition.
Well, for Pete's sake.
They interrupt the season when you want to, if you want to ever go to a game, this is when you want to go to a game in the middle of the summer.
When don't they play?
I would say December and January.
Okay.
But this year they
played
did
in
us
January.
This year they did us the favor of bringing poor Honduras.
About two people almost died.
Bringing Honduras into town in February 4th.
Some Honduran guys got frostbite.
120 below zero. Let's play soccer. I don't know.
Although
don't know
they were voted, Joe, the best craft beer spot of all the major venues.
I vow to go to a game this year just to see what it's like.
Oh, yeah. I went to a couple of first year.
Yeah.
That's where I got in the train.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the, I was going to do the.
I remember that was an adventure.
I was going to do to the visiting St. Paul. So I went to the soccer game for a half of it, I think, and then got on the train and went down to the Saints game and watched a few innings. And then I was riding the train back.
You had an experience.
About the same time that the soccer crowd was getting out, and I had parked here, you know, and rode the train. Yeah, that's where the gentleman who looked like he was familiar with crime came.
Not to profile.
No shirt. to profile, but no shirt to me is a tip-off.
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah, a tip-off. Yeah. You got to have a.
You shouldn't be able to ride without a
shirt.
You're
going to take public transportation.
Not a lot of etiquette on the train.
You got to have a shirt. If you're going to take, but this guy was a muscled fella. He was showing off his muscles, but he lit this thing on this piece of paper on fire and wanted to get the smoke alarm going.
Well, that's fun.
And I said, okay, Patrick, you got two choices.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep your mouth shut and the smoke alarm's going to go off and you'll be here for an hour. Or you can tell him to stop doing that and maybe get shot or killed or knifed or something. I told him to stop doing that.
What did he do?
Called me several filthy names and then left.
So you won.
I won.
You won.
I can take the filthy names. Yeah, I just didn't want to be there another hour or so.
Yeah. Delay solved. Boom.
But the idea that they decided to make six stops on that part of University Avenue once you get beyond Snelling was absurd.
It is not a practical means of transportation if you want to get somewhere.
No. And as you told me, the new one, which we're, by the way, we're destroying all new or areas of downtown Minneapolis to build this damn thing. You told me it's going to, if
I wanted
in
to take
Chanhassen gets on it, it's going to take an hour and a half.
If I were to want to come here and get on the western edge of Eden Prairie, it would take me about 2 hours to get to this building.
Well, the drive to Eden Prairie alone would set you back for where you are now.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Right. Oh, man.
What a boondoggle.
Well, it's terrible. It'll never be afforded. It'll never pay for itself.
No, God, no.
It's
no,
free God, now, no. Yeah. Basically.
So,
and, by the way, 212, greatest highway improvement in Minnesota history.
I approve.
Greatest highway. You used to go to Norwood and take you 18 stop signs. Now there's one.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. But they should have spent that money making that road longer.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are. They're expanding it as we speak.
So they're throwing that on top of the $5 bill. Is it $5 bill now?
I think so.
For the...
I was asked or requested that I bring up one subject with you two today from the resident traffic expert that's been affiliated with this program for some time.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick, are you aware of the new 2020 documentary film Class Action Park?
No.
Kenny told me about it today, and I know this will ring a bell with you because it did for me. The documentary subject is the American Amusement Park Action Park, which was located in Vernon Township, New Jersey, and was known for the popularity it had among locals and infamous for the poor safety record of the attractions located on its grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the film was about how people almost died going on their rides.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, this was the subject of a Dan Le Batard show episode in which they talked about all the various incidents, and then ESPN came in and said, stop talking about people dying at amusement parks.
Yeah, there's a, you know, there's a certain point that you probably, I don't know, you can't tell Le Batard what to do. So.
No, you probably can't.
I didn't, that was before he left
before
ESPN.
Before he left ESPN, yes.
What is his outlet now, his own?
I think it's his own, if I'm not mistaken.
Guy's a genius.
Oh, man. His show, when he ran on nights, was pretty damn funny, I will say.
We carried it, didn't we?
Yes, we
yes,
did.
We did.
Yes,
and
we did.
Carried it in daytime, too. Oh. Well, yeah. Anyway, He's a very clever fellow.
Let's go outside.
We ready?
Yeah.
Is it time to go to the bank already?
Let me see. Is there any big sporting thing happening that we're forgetting here? Probably probably not.
Well, you know, this week it's going to warm up. If I wanted to get out and do some golf, Joe, where should I go?
Giant
Ridge. We going to have the garage door opener?
We don't know.
We're going to...
Has to be on Friday.
It has to be a Friday.
Because the 170-degree day we had was on a Saturday.
That's right. So that didn't count.
Mm-hmm.
But, the weather's warming up at Giants Ridge, home to the legend and the Corrie, two of the greatest golf courses in the country, not to mention Minnesota. But it's also becoming a family destination vacation spot. It's got hiking and biking and nature trails and lift-serve mountain biking, golf, lodging, dining. It's fantastic. Between June 4 and I think August 29, there's a great summer deal. Play the Legend and the Corrie on the same day with lunch on them at the Wacuda Grill, overlooking one of the greatest views of in all of northern Minnesota. They'll put together groups for you with your friends or family members, groups of eight. It's really a premier golfing destination recognized by a number of premier national golf publications. It's find out more at GiantsRidge.com, where you can see drone flyovers of the course.
And those are cool to watch
very
online.
Cool. GiantsRidge.com.
It's Reavers here for Josh Arnold. Mr. Money Talk is what he's called around these parts. Josh has been an investment consultant since 1978. This extensive career has given him the experience needed to manage your money in both up and down markets. Josh provides independent, personalized investment planning to individuals and small businesses, including retirement plans. Josh has been doing this for quite some time, and the thing that separates him from the rest is he will always give you straight talk and never sugar-coated advice. When you invest for yourself or for your small business with Josh, you get the same straight talk that you would expect from Mr. Money Talk. You also get an investment consultant who will work proactively with you to create a strategy that fits your goals. You can also hear him at the end of Garage Logic every Tuesday and Thursday with a full report. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation at 952-925-5608. That number once again is 952-925-5608. Or for more information, just visit his website, josharnoldinvestmentconsultant.com.
A beautiful lawn is just a click away. Hello, sports fans. You schedule that free in-person lawn care analysis and estimate right now at professionalturf.com. You do that, ProTurf will send a highly trained and experienced service tech to your home who will analyze your lawn's condition, then customize a 3 to 5 step fertilizer and weed control application plan that's environmentally safe and guaranteed for superior results. A beautiful, healthy lawn free of crabgrass, dandelions, and broadleaf weeds. Locally owned, Professional Turf, they've been serving the Twin Cities since 1982. Schedule your free in-person lawn care estimate today at ProfessionalTurf.com.